Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
All right, Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance, live at the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. Jam-packed we are, coming off a really interesting Sunday. We had the good, we had the bad, and we most definitely had the ugly. I've spent a lot of time on that. I'll come back to it. Let me take a little break here because I'm not sure my voice will make it through another hour of yelling like that. So we heard from the assembled members of the hashtag crew. I'm not happy. Nuno is even unhappier because it's just his nature. Bubba is very happy because his Cowboys are good. Hembo, I have not heard from you. The Eagles, my hot take today, one of my five greeny takes today was the best thing you can say about a good team is when they win, when they don't play well. Like, good teams find a way to win games when they did not play well. The Eagles did not play well yesterday. They still found a way to win. I consider that a very positive sign. What is your takeaway right now from your Eagles who sit at 9-1?
I actually saw it differently. A win is a win is a win in the NFL. And obviously the standings are what matters, and the Eagles are now going to be up against Minnesota and Dallas and everyone else for that number one seed, and getting it is crucial. But I walked away actually discouraged by what we saw specifically from the offense. Dallas Goedert is injured and is going to be out for an extended period of time. The Eagles managed 17 points across 12 drives in their first game without him. Yes, it's nice to have a bacon saver at quarterback that could run the ball for 49 yards in the fourth quarter to beat a decent Colts team that's at least playing with some energy. But when I watched the Eagles play yesterday and I watched the Cowboys play yesterday, there is no question right now who I would favor if that game were played on any field.
You would favor the Cowboys?
I would.
So as much as you hate the Cowboys and you love the Eagles, You can't help but acknowledge that right now the Cowboys, it's such a week-to-week league. Would you have said that coming out of last weekend when the Cowboys lost to Green Bay?
No, I would not.
But so look, it's just one game. One game changes everything.
Yes, we're collecting data every week. You've talked eloquently about how the Cowboys looked in those five games without Dak Prescott, right? Like, they came together under Cooper Rush, and they've sustained that. The Eagles' offense, that's a major piece for them to be without. I'm not convinced that the Eagles are going to sort of run the table the way that I did 2 weeks ago, and that injury, I think, is going to be a huge reason why.
Well, we talked about the Cowboys have very winnable games coming up, right? They've got their next three games. The Eagle game is Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. That's when that game is. Is it Christmas Eve
Christmas Eve night?
Christmas Eve night is when they play that. So okay, good. So it's not up against me and the NBA. I get a chance to watch that. Okay, here's their schedule. The Cowboys' next four games are Giants, Colts, Texans, Jaguars. They should absolutely win all four of those games and be 11-3 going into the game against the Eagles. Now, what will the Eagles? You probably know it in your head. Who do the Eagles are 9-1, right?
The Eagles are yes.
Do they have? Who are their next four games before they get the Cowboys?
So here are the Eagles upcoming. So they host the Packers.
That's not as easy as it sounds.
On extra rest.
Well, they okay.
They host the Titans.
Are they going to lose one of those two games?
I think so. At the Giants, at the Bears, and then the Cowboys.
If I had to bet on it right now, I would bet they're going to go 2-2. I would not bet they're going to go 3-1 in those games. And I know our FPI likes them in all the games, but I tell you what, the Titans feels like a very losable game. Derrick Henry against that run defense. Now, they've signed a bunch of guys, right? They signed Linval Joseph and Ndamukong Suh.
They signed both.
Do I have that right?
Yes, they've recognized that the run defense is a big issue. But this is why I'm pivoting to Dallas right now, against my better judgment. It's because our numbers, our model, our analytics view Dallas's likeliest path to be the number five seed in the NFC. They think the Eagles are going to still secure the one seed, and Dallas is going to be the five. But even so, having to run the table as a wild card team, FPI says the Cowboys are the likeliest team to come out of the NFC. Even so, that's incredible to me. They're saying that the Cowboys are likelier to come out as the five seed than the Eagles are to come out as the one seed.
So what is that based on? Just they think they're that much better.
They think they're that much better.
All these things get baked into the cake. The fact that they have to win an extra game. Forget about where the games are played. Mm-hmm. Forget about home field advantage. Mm-hmm. The simple fact that to get to the Super Bowl, the Eagles will only have to win two games and the Cowboys will have to win three.
And even so,
that's a monumental difference in percentage chance, right?
The one seed is banking a playoff win. And even so, We have the Cowboys with a 44% chance to win the NFC, and the Eagles with a 25% chance to win
the NFC. Are they second?
Yes, they're second.
Who's third? San Francisco?
San Francisco.
And then Minnesota?
And then Minnesota.
And then we get to Tampa?
Yeah.
So,
Seattle,
et cetera. I mean, weird things can happen. Like really weird things happen. And if there's one thing I've learned, and I'm very bad at remembering it, but every now and again I remind myself of stuff. In the NFL, it starts now. Thanksgiving is when you really start figuring out who's what. And yes, at this precise moment, the Cowboys are trending up. The Eagles are trending down. I think San Francisco obliterates Arizona tonight. They're trending up. Brady and the Bucks coming off a bye. They're trending up. Giants trending down. Giants were just never that good to begin with. They've been doing it with smoke and mirrors and really good coaching. They've had a season that is a success no matter what happens. And we'll see. Just hope Saquon doesn't get hurt. I hope that kid gets a contract and makes some money this offseason, whether it's here or otherwise. But those are the playoff teams in the NFC. The AFC is a crapshoot. I mean, literally anything could happen. But our analytics likes Kansas City, right?
Our analytics likes Kansas City and then obviously Buffalo. Those are the top two.
So Kansas City, Dallas right now is the FPI favorite to be the Super Bowl. The Ravens haven't even played yet. Like, the Ravens have the easiest remaining schedule of anybody. I don't feel like they've played their A game at all. Now, that's one of two things. Either A, yes, they have, and they're just not that good, or B, they have another level they can kick it into, and they become a team to keep an eye on. Because I'm not sure how many other teams in the AFC, this Kansas City, Buffalo, I get it. The two big, Miami, but I've said it before and I'll say it again. I feel like Miami needs the games to come to their building. I don't like Miami in the snow and the cold. I don't like Miami in Buffalo. I don't like Miami in Kansas City. I don't like them in Cincinnati, where they could also wind up. And that's the team we're not talking about. Cincinnati, when they get Ja'Marr Chase back, that quarterback is freaking nails. Joe Burrow is good. Yeah, I mean, and I know I'm not breaking any new ground here. He did not get off to a good start this season because he had a spleen or an appendix? What did he have? I'm always getting that wrong.
He had the appendectomy.
He had an appendectomy. He missed like all of training camp and the preseason and all the rest of that. And he comes out and he's not playing great. And everyone's like, oh, Joe Burrow was a flash in the pan. Hell to the no, he was not. Joe Burrow is great. I would put Cincinnati in the discussion. If you're looking at the teams you could see coming out of the AFC, I do not put Tennessee in it. I do not. A team with Ryan Tannehill as their quarterback is going to have to. I'm going to have to see that before I believe it's going to happen. So I would put Kansas City, Miami, Buffalo, not in that order. Kansas City, Buffalo, Miami, Baltimore, Cincinnati.
So those are five teams that you could see a path getting out.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there more or less than five teams in the NFC then for you?
Dallas, Philly. I mean, are we giving up on Minnesota? Like, they just beat Buffalo on the road a week ago. And now because they get smacked. I know their point differential this season is -2. They're 8-2 and they've been outscored. It's impossible to believe.
What's San Francisco?
Am I going to sit here right now and say there's no conceivable chance Minnesota makes the Super Bowl? I can't say that.
You're not saying that.
Can I say that? Do I like Tampa better than I like Minnesota because of Brady?
Do you think Minnesota can win three playoff games consecutively with Kirk Cousins as their quarterback?
No, I don't.
Neither do I.
Okay. Dallas, Philly, San Francisco.
Is that it?
Tampa? Can we see Tom Brady doing this? Like, would this be the greatest rabbit he's ever pulled out of a hat in his entire life?
It would be, but this is to reinforce your point how the one seed is so incredibly important. The difference for Dallas is you get the bye, it comes through you, or you're going on the road to play Tampa in the first round of the playoffs and you get Brady.
Right. But either way, Tampa's not getting that. Tampa's not going to be the one seed no matter what.
What I'm saying
happens.
Is Tampa would be the fourth.
No, but I'm trying to figure out their path, is what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out, can Brady go on the road? And he would start at home.
Right.
If he gets Dallas, he's done. I think Dallas beats them. If he gets here's how this thing works out great for them. The Giants.
Right.
The Giants or the Commanders are going to make the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. One of those two teams is going to make it as a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
No.
The math says one of them has to. That's who you want. You're lining up to play that team. And unless like Atlanta sneaks in. Like there were a bad team. Okay, I'm just going to say this. A bad team is going to be in the playoffs from the NFC. A team that isn't going to beat anybody. And Brady could get that game to start.
But they're almost certainly, unless they go on some kind of run that we don't see, going to be the four seed, which means they're going to get probably Dallas or Philly.
Well, they're only one game behind the right now the leader of the NFC West. You like Tampa, and they beat Seattle.
Right.
So we'll see. Now, I think San Francisco is going to get hot. I know we're trying to figure things out sitting here. But
so what's your answer in the NFC? Is it three teams or is it four teams? You putting Tampa in?
I'm putting Tampa in. Yeah.
So right now you're saying there are nine teams that you could see a path for reaching the Super Bowl. Five from the AFC, four from the NFC.
Yes.
I like it.
I think that feels right as we head into Thanksgiving with one game tonight. And look, watch San Francisco lose this game tonight to the Kyler Murrays and see if we all of a sudden change our minds. All right, I got new notes to get to. We got time for your hot takes, and I will have to once again address, for those of you just joining us, the absolute unmitigated disaster that was yesterday. We'll do it as we roll on. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y, today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. All right, Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. Temper's running a little high in this room, and I'm a big part of that. But Brandon has me aggravated now. Hembo has me aggravated now. Nuno has me aggravated. Literally everyone has aggravated me with the things they said to me during that commercial break. I can't count the number of things that have been said to me that are wrong. Bubba, you're the only one who has stayed on the right side of Greeny so far today.
Oh, maybe it's you, Zach Wilson.
I'm not taking any of the responsibility on myself. I blame Nuno. I don't feel like I've let anybody down. I think Nuno has had a questionable day. I think Hembo has had a questionable day. Brandon doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, let's analyze the four things that were said to me during that break. Okay? One, I brought up Brandon, who's the biggest Jet fan I know. He lives and dies with it the way I do, said to me, and I quote, maybe we can get Gardner Minshew. He brought up Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew? Get the hell out of here. What are you talking about? This is a championship caliber team. Gardner Minshew, my God. So that's what he said. Then Hembo says, this is going to end badly for Zach Wilson, kind of like Ben Simmons. The situation reminds me of Ben Simmons. How many years was Ben Simmons in the All-Star game? Zach Wilson hasn't played a good game. One. The Jets, right now, Joe Flacco has thrown more touchdowns this year than he has. He hasn't been active since September 18th. He has more touchdown passes than this kid does. This kid has had everything handed to him on a silver platter. He just turns his nose up at all of it because he obviously has everything wrong upstairs, and he's playing terribly. And you're saying, well, Ben Simmons Ben Simmons was great for the Sixers. Great. And then Nuno says, you know what I took out of that game yesterday was the Patriots don't have their quarterback either. What game did you watch? Mac Jones. The knock on him is he's not supposed to have an arm. He was out there. He was under freaking fire from the second that game started. The Jets, I look up the stats. What they have, 71 sacks? They sacked the quarterback on every other play in that game. And still, in a windstorm, it wasn't the kid who's supposed to have a cannon for an arm, the rope, Wilson, who was throwing the ball around. It was Mac Jones, who was supposed to have a pea shooter for an arm. He played well, I thought, yesterday. So what the hell is Nuno talking about? If you went back and drafted that class all over again right now, I'm not sure Mac Jones wouldn't go second. Justin Fields would be an absolute lock to be first. You would take Fields. Then I think you take Mac. Show me what Trevor Lawrence has done that is better than him, than what Mac Jones has done. All he did was take a team to the playoffs last year, played well yesterday. I know they haven't beaten anybody good this year. That team isn't very good. The Jets have way better offensive talent than the Patriots do. They just have a great coach and a much better quarterback who came into the NFL ready to play. So I don't know, between Gardner Minshew and don't look at me that way, Brandon. Gardner Minshew, get the hell out of here. I can't even have you in the room. You're giving me Gardner Minshew. And then I said, how about Jimmy Garoppolo? Oh, yeah, I'll take him too. Two? You're bringing in Jimmy Garoppolo and Gardner Minshew. It sounds like the beginning of a joke. Jimmy Garoppolo, Gardner Minshew, and Zach Wilson walk into a bar, right? That's what it sounds like. That would be a funny joke when you consider the personalities of the three of them.
And Wilson's the only one that would have to show his ID.
I don't even know what to say. So I'm just surrounded by lunacy. Bubba, I mean, say something normal so I can respond to it.
Micah Parsons, pretty good game.
Yeah, I mean, I have turned now to Bubba to restore sanity on this program. That is when you know you have absolutely hit rock bottom.
By the way, can you remind me, because you covered the draft this year, the year that all those quarterbacks went out.
That was two, yeah, last year, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't the Jets turn down some kind of godfather offer from the San Francisco 49ers for that second pick for Zach Wilson? Do I have that right?
The assumption is yes. So while the details of it, the best of my recollection, were never given specifically, Robert Saleh, who was at that time the brand-new head coach of the New York Jets, had just come from San Francisco. So obviously there are all kinds of relationships, and they're not bad relationships. Everything we believe is that he left there on good terms, et cetera. They would have been happy to make a deal. B, can you go back over what San Francisco traded up to three? What did they give up to get to three?
It was 3 ones.
3 ones.
It was 3 ones.
So there is no logic that suggests they wouldn't have gone 3 ones to get up to number two and assure themselves of whichever quarterback it is they wanted to be sure they got. Now, the rumor was the one they wanted was Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, if you listen to Steve Young talk at the time, he was saying that the guy they really wanted was Zach Wilson. But no, the Jets had fallen in love. I believe it may have been a smokescreen. I think John Lynch was trying to talk the Jets into drafting Zach Wilson so they could get the guy they really wanted, which I will go to my grave believing was Mac Jones. I actually think Shanahan wanted Mac Jones, and somehow he let himself get talked into Trey Lance, and I have no idea what's going to happen with him because I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl this year with Jimmy freaking Garoppolo. So that's what I think is going to happen. So I forget already why you asked me this question. What did you ask me that I started talking about this?
I asked you about the Jets deciding not to trade off that pick.
They chose not. They couldn't, because A, I was the one arguing take the trade, mm-hmm. stick with Darnold. Even if we wanted to accept that maybe I was wrong about Darnold, which I'm still not willing to fully give up, by the way. But let's even say I was wrong. You could have made a million other quarterback moves and you would have all these draft picks. Now, the counter argument to that is they have all the picks and they're all great. They have a ton of rookies. The one thing this team is not missing is really good rookies. They have a ton of them, and the best one of them is unfortunately hurting out for the year now in Breece Hall. And they got Sauce Gardner and they got Garrett Wilson, who's disgusted because he knows what good quarterback play looks like. Because CJ Stroud was his quarterback at Ohio State, and he was 100 times better than Zach Wilson has been in any game this year. So we have that.
And Justin Fields, right? Justin Fields was his quarterback at the beginning.
Yeah, he would have played with Fields,
yeah,
too, right?
At least 1 year overlap, for sure.
Okay, well, there you go. You want to have an argument about Justin Fields versus C.J. Stroud, you can have it. Because Stroud, he didn't play great this past week, but whatever. He's going to be the number one pick.
Yeah.
Although
and,
I think
probably win the Heisman.
Did I see Mel or Todd? One of them flopped the order and now has Bryce Young won. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point of it is C.J. Stroud is in that conversation. But Zach Wilson was the second pick in the draft, right? It is worth. It cannot be stated enough times. And if that winds up being – so the person who pulled the trigger on that, the person who turned down all those draft picks and everything else and has gotten so many other things right is the general manager of the Jets. And he's going to have to be the one who's willing to say, I was wrong. And the question is, will he be able to stand up in front of the media and say what Zach Wilson wouldn't do yesterday, which was, this is on me, but for the betterment of the football team, we need to move on.
Is the time now for you? Is the time
no,
right now?
No.
It's not.
No. Because you don't have an option that wins you if Brandon, if Gardner Minshew was on this team, then maybe you go to Minshew. If Jimmy Garoppolo was on this team, I would definitely go to him. You cannot give the ball to Mike White or to – I would rather give the ball to Flacco, to be honest with you. But, I mean, at least he knows what how to play quarterback in the NFL. We're talking about Mike White. What about Mike White? What are we talking about?
Any quarterback aside from Zach Wilson would have won the game yesterday. Anyone.
No, I don't – I mean, I don't –
He had minus 21 yards in the second half.
Yes. Here's what I will grant you. No one could have played worse. I mean, if you want to make the argument you couldn't be worse, then that I would agree
if
with.
If you spiked the ball every time, you would have had a much higher passer rating.
That's a terrible statistic. Is that actually true?
Like, yeah.
If every single pass he threw was incomplete, he would have a higher passer rating than he had yesterday?
Yes.
Well, that's really bad.
He was historically bad. He had 33 sack yards and 12 passing yards in the second half.
That's not good. No, I understand that, but I was defending him. I'm on the idiot on Twitter and on my text. All right, I got 9,000. If I showed Zach Wilson my text right now, he'd retire.
Oh.
He would. You want to talk about a kid who has all the confidence in the world? This would shatter his confidence. And I'm fighting back. And all my Jet fan friends, no, give the kid a chance. Belichick does that to people. Windy day. We got to give the kid another chance. And then boom, he gets up there and says, "That wasn't me. I don't feel bad. I'm not sure who lost us that game, but it damn sure wasn't me." And then I said, "That's it." It's it, because it's one thing to play bad, and it's another thing not to get it. And the most important thing that a quarterback can do is get it. You have to get everything. If you're going to be a great quarterback, you got to be a great pro. Mark Schlereth used to say to me all the time, just because you get paid doesn't make you a professional. You got to be a great pro. And that's what he wasn't yesterday. That was an amateur handling of a situation that required a professional. So I am much more upset about what happened after the game than I am what happened during it. All right. I need to rest my voice. Let's open up the lines here. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. This should be a spirited edition of Hot Takes. Your hottest takes coming out of yesterday in the NFL, 888-729-3776. Your calls are next on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Greeny with you here on ESPN Radio. Quickly, before I get to the calls, we talked about the Lions earlier, and I mentioned Jameson Williams, the receiver they traded up to take, who was like Tyreek Hill-esque. And then I just saw, Shefty just posted that they, I'm not sure if they've activated him, but he can start practicing this week. Is that right? He's going to return to practice, and maybe he plays this year, maybe he doesn't. It may actually be in their best interest not to play him unless they play Buffalo Thursday, right? So I guess they could win that game. If they win that game, then yeah, you got to try and make a playoff run. I have a feeling they won't win that game one way or another. My point, I remain steadfast in my point. Next year, the Packers are going to be last in the NFC North. The Vikings have already greatly surpassed them. The Bears are ready to vault past them. And the Lions might actually be the best of the bunch.
They're doing this right now with Jared Goff as their quarterback. They should be able to upgrade there. Without Jameson Williams, who was the best receiver in the draft last year, they're scheduled to have the 6th pick, which is the Rams, and the 13th pick, which is their own.
Yeah. They could get this thing together. They just got to put together a representative defense. They would be in the playoffs right now. Now look at the number of 3-point games they've lost this year. Super high-scoring games. Their defense was just historically bad. So the Lions are a good story. Meanwhile, let's hear your story. It's time for you to be a part of Greeny Nation. The Dr. Pepper call-in line is at 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one that fans deserve. Bubba, who's first up?
We'll start with David.
David, you're on ESPN Radio. Give me a hot take, David.
What's going on, Greeny?
You tell me.
I'm about to tell you, I'm sorry, I'm done. I'm the last of the crew saying it. My brother, my friends, everybody. They used to say either it's LaFleur or it's Zach. And you know what? It's not LaFleur. I'm sorry, I'm done. It's time.
Yeah, I mean,
appreciate it, Greeny.
David, thank you. Of that, there is no question. Of the fact that it is the kid, there's no question. Of whether it's time to make the change, that's the question. For all the yelling and screaming I've done this morning, I actually do not think so. I think you got to ride this horse. You got to see what happens, because you can't go into this offseason not knowing. You can't go into next year, when the Jets very well could have a championship caliber roster, saying, well, is Zach Wilson going to be my quarterback or is it going to be someone else? You got to make a definitive choice. Either yes, it's him, or no. You don't go out and get, I don't mean to keep harping on this, you don't go get Gardner Minshew. You don't get someone to compete with him. You get someone to be your starting quarterback. If somehow Derek Carr shakes loose, get him. If Jimmy Garoppolo is the option, that wouldn't be my first choice, but I'll take it. Go out and get a quarterback. That's what they would need to do. Greeny on ESPN Radio. Who's next?
Let's go to Kathy.
Kathy, you're on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Is this Kathy Leo Grande?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Kathy.
And so, Ellie gave me permission.
Go ahead, Kathy. I want to tell everybody who you are, Kathy. Hold on. I just want to set the stage. Kathy is a crazy fan of the Jets, who used to bring her young daughter, Allie, to a Mike signing, right? She came to a Mike and Mike show once years and years ago, and I've seen the picture. Allie is now the producer of Get Up. So I know Kathy and Allie awfully well. Kathy, go ahead. That's the table set. Go.
Allie did give me permission to call today. So
okay.
I want to thank you for yelling all morning, because that's how everybody that's a Jets fan feels. We are so tired. I'm 68 years old. I took Ellie to her first game at 6 months old. I'm afraid to take my granddaughter. I'm embarrassed of what she might see. And there's a retired state trooper who's getting, it was on his bucket list to go to a Jets game. He's got my Bears ticket. He might have a heart attack in the stand. We're talking inches when we talk about Zach Wilson. I think we got to cut. I don't know. It's like we're at the doctor's office. Do we cut the leg off to save the defense, or do we just ride it out? I'm not sure.
Are you cutting the leg off? Kathy, has the time come yet to cut the leg off? Or are you still hopeful it might recover?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I stuck with Kenny O'Brien. I stuck with Sam Darnold. I love me my Mark Sanchez. I don't know.
Kathy, we love you. Thank you very much. Hang in there. That's Kathy Leo Grande, the best fan I know. Her granddaughter, Allie, just had a baby, right? How old is the baby? Like 6 months old?
She was born on Super Bowl Monday.
That's right. That's correct. She was born. You're exactly right. Well, she was born in February of this year. She's 9 months old. God help us. Who is next, Bubba?
We're going to go to Jay in Brooklyn.
You know, Jay, as Jay joins us here on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, I have been a professional broadcaster for 30 years. I've never worried about myself cursing. Never. I don't curse in real life practically ever because I have worked so hard. People make fun of me because I'm on the golf course and I had a bad shot and I'll go, gosh darn it. But I've just trained myself. Today I've almost said a word that is two syllables, of which the first one is bull, and the second one, I think you can guess what it is. It rhymes with fit. I've almost said it like six times. I need to get off the air today while I still have a license. All right, go. Who'd you say the caller was? I'm sorry.
Jay in Brooklyn.
Jay, go. You're on the hotline. Help me out here, Jay. Go.
All right. I'm sorry that you're so frustrated today, Greeny, but hopefully you go with my hot take.
Go.
Dak, we trust. Dak is 3-1 in the NFC North. And that's something not to be frowned upon, especially when everyone has put this guy not in their top 10 or not in their top 5. And with that record, besides the mishaps of last week, I would put Dak as my top 5 quarterback and in the future to come. And that's what I got for you, Greeny. Hopefully that put a smile on your face. Hopefully you ain't cursing no more.
No, I like it, Jay. Thank you for the call. So I right now would not have Dak in the top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL, but I appreciate the heat of the take. Here's what I will say, though. Before the season began, I was on the Eagles bandwagon, and I said all along, the one thing the Cowboys have over them is the quarterback position. Now, I did not expect two things to happen. One, Jalen Hurts to play as well as he has. He hasn't just improved. He has come a mile. The other is I didn't expect the Cowboys' defense to be this good. I knew they'd be better. I didn't think they'd be this good. So the question is, who has the better quarterback? Right now, in a playoff game, who do you trust, Jalen Hurts or Dak? What's the answer?
I trust Jalen Hurts more than Dak because of the infrastructure around him.
What does that mean?
I think there's more talent around Jalen Hurts than Dak Prescott. He's got a better offensive line. I think when everyone's healthy, he's got better weapons. I don't think Dak's experience in the playoffs is pretty good, but I'll still favor Jalen Hurts. But the entire package of these two teams, Dallas has the number one defense in the league. They've never had that in their history. And since Dak came back a month ago, the Cowboys have the number one offense in the NFL.
They scored more points than any team in the league last year with Dak Prescott. I mean, Dak Prescott does get short shrift. When you wear the star on your helmet, people are going to overstate the good days and the bad. And so I'm trying not to overstate how good he is this minute because he played so well yesterday. He's not one of the 5 best quarterbacks in the league, but he is one of the 10. And in a big spot at this moment, I still trust him more than Jalen Hurts. That is not a statement about Hurts as much as it is about Dak. Dak has been there and Hurts has not. Now, Hurts has played big games, right? He's played national championship games and SEC. If you were the quarterback of Alabama, then you have been through big games and you know what they feel like. But I still will, until proven otherwise, I will still take Dak. Bubba, real quickly, as a Cowboy fan, you have more faith in a big game. If you're playing the Eagles in a playoff game this year, who has the quarterback advantage?
Dak.
I mean, it was a very definitive answer.
For sure, but again, like we're boiling everything into the pot. This Cowboys defense is on pace to have the second most sacks in NFL history. Only the 84 Bears had more than the Packers are on pace. Excuse me, than the Cowboys are on pace to have. 16-game season, of course. But this has a chance to be an historically good defense. If you're getting fringe top 10 quarterback play, you by default have a chance to win a championship.
All right, Greeny here, and you continue with your hot takes on ESPN Radio. Bubba, who's next?
Let's go to Jim.
Jim, you're on with us here. Jim, give me a hot take. Go.
The influx of Christmas cards going to Zach Wilson and the Jets from right across the hall from the New York Football Giants is going to be astounding. Could you imagine how they would be getting crucified today for that abysmal performance? What an awful day for the Giants. It's at 12:58, Greeny. I thought going to pick up a game on the Cowboys, put a thumping on the Lions, 8-2. Things are good. they would be getting destroyed if not for, and we thank you, for the Jets' performance yesterday.
Jim, let me ask you a question. Don't hang up on him yet, Bubs. Jim, have they not already banked good sentiment from you? Like, I get yesterday is frustrating, but were you that down? I get that yesterday is a frustrating day, but are you that down on them right now when you step back and in the big picture realize you're 7-3 with the talent that you have?
Exactly what my 15-year-old son said to me at the end of the game yesterday, which he, of course, watched every snap no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Dad, if you told me we were 7-3 after 10 games, I'd be skipping hoops right now. I said, I get it. But we, and not only that, Greeny, we just lost to his grandfather's Lions. Like, that's a bad, to get that text at the end of that at 4 o'clock yesterday just was the last salt to my dad. Thank you.
That's well done, Jim. I appreciate the hot take. I love them. They're coming in hot today. Bubba, who's next?
We're going to go to Donovan.
Donovan, you're on ESPN Radio. Give us a hot take, Donovan. Go.
Hey, Greeny. Hey, man. My Raiders are going to the playoffs, bro. I know how that sounds, man, but I've seen the potential of this team against the Chiefs on Monday night, and we were still making mental mistakes. And what I seen yesterday against the number one defense, team effort, man. Defensive player of the year, Max Crosby. That Derek Carr, Devontae Adams connection is real, bro. If we adapt to the regime and the regime lets the players play their game, we can make the playoffs, man. The next four games are very winnable, man. And it comes down to the Steelers, the Chiefs, and the 49ers, bro. I don't know if it's going to be 9-8 or 10-7, but we are going to be in the playoffs, man. Oh, yeah, Derek Carr, 8-2 overtime, man. Best record ever. That's better than Brady, man. My man's better than the GOAT, man. That's all I got, man.
I like the take, Donovan. I don't buy it. I mean, but I like it. Do I believe they're going to win all these games? Look, the Raiders have lost ridiculous games all year long. Look at the – I'm about to read you the final scores of the games the Raiders have lost. Every game, the final score, I'm about to tell you, they lost this game. 24-19, 29-23, 24-22, 30-29, 27-20, 25-20. They had one blowout in there against the Saints, which was sort of a complete implosion. But they've lost all. If one or two of those go the other way, then we're having a different conversation. Would I be ready to give up on the Raiders in the big picture? No. Do I think they have it in them, Donovan, to make a playoff run this year? That would be shocking. I mean, beyond shocking.
Yeah, they lost their chance to make the playoffs when they blew three 17-point leads in the first half of the season. You just can't come back from that.
Yeah.
You just can't.
And there's still a lot of questions about the coach. And we'll see what they come back as answers. All right, let's do one more. Okay, Bobby, you got one more?
Yeah, we'll go to Ryan.
Go ahead, Ryan. You're on ESPN Radio. Give us a hot take.
Hey, Greeny, my hot take is a tweet very similar to Ryan Clark. Field goals are only good when you don't have to settle for them. And when you settle for them, they bite you in the booty. And the Colts got bit yesterday. That's why I think the Eagles escaping and how well the Cowboys played yesterday is why the Cowboys lead and they're the number one team in the NFC.
Yeah, it broke my heart. He's talking about the Colts, right? So, you know, let's lose the music on that. You know how hard I'm rooting for Jeff. I love Jeff. And did you have any mixed emotions, by the way, rooting for the Eagles yesterday?
No. Once I saw that midnight green against Jeff Saturday, I hated that
guy. Okay, fair enough.
Truly.
I mean, I love Jeff. And I'm obviously watching the Jet game, and I got the red zone on. But I at one point, I look at the phone, and the Eagles score, they make it 13-10. And I say to myself, they're not going to win this game 13-10. The Colts are going to have to score. They're going to have to find a way to score. And when I saw it go up on my phone, 16-10, my first thought was, that is a guaranteed 17-16 loss. If you go back over the course of NFL history, I'm telling you right now, no team has ever had a three-point lead, kicked a field goal, and held it. Never. In the entire history of the sport. It has never once happened. I don't care how good they are and how bad the other team was. If you're up three late in the fourth quarter and you kick a field goal, you're going to lose. And that is exactly what happened. And they had their chances. They had a fourth down play where they could have stopped Hurts. He winds up taking it in on a third down play that Danny did a really good job of diagramming on Get Up this morning. I'm rooting for Jeff. Of that, there is no question. All right, we got one game left. It's tonight. It's in Mexico.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
Monday night, we got 49ers Cardinals brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's 10th Keys to Progress giveaway for veterans. This year, their goal is to give a vehicle to a recipient, small business, or nonprofit in every state. See more about their annual giveaway at keystoprogress.com. Did I see 8 points tonight?
It's up to 10. The Niners are a 10-point favorite in Mexico, and right now the public is split. That's a big enough number. The public is split.
I think I said earlier, Kyler Murray. Is he playing tonight? I may have that wrong. It's Colt McCoy
again? Colt McCoy.
Okay, yeah. So I just, without thinking about it, just sort of blurted that out. But it won't be Murray, who continues to be hurt. No one takes the Cardinals seriously. If they win tonight, they're right in the playoff chase. But I am one of those who is buying in a big way into the 49ers. The only question is, do I bet against my gut feeling? My gut feeling is the 49ers win and cover. Do I go, you know, the traditional greeny opposite?
If every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right.
What do you think? Do I go the opposite for this pick?
For sure.
Okay, then I take the Cardinals. I will take the Cardinals plus the 10 is my official KOD pick because I don't think they have any chance in the world. How'd I do last week, by the way, Bubba? How were my picks, my three picks?
2-1.
Okay, nice. You hit it again.
Is he still in first place?
The opposite
no.
is so good.
Nope.
Ooh.
Because whoever was tied with me went 3-0.
Yeah, Freddie Fitzsimmons, they went 3-0 this weekend.
I got to get those guys. All right, well, whatever. The power of the KOD will wind up working for me. Anyway, to sort of finish it today, every now and again, it is nice to use this program as therapy. I got a lot of my emotions out today. It really is remarkable. I wrote in a book 16 years. I actually wrote this like 18 years ago. The book came out 16 years ago. That the best thing about being a sports fan is that there's nothing in the world better than investing everything into something that means absolutely nothing. And that, my friends, is how I feel today. I had an awful day yesterday. I'm going to have an awful day the rest of today. I have nothing to do. I got the rest of the day to myself. My wife, my dog, and my kids are all in Chicago for Thanksgiving. I will meet them there on Thursday. I have no responsibilities, and yet my day is going to suck, because I'm just going to be in a bad mood and nothing is going to change it. And that is, on some level, the worst thing, but in all the really important ways, by far the best thing about being a sports fan. Hopefully tomorrow will be better. We'll see you then on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcasts.